T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
All right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom. It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
What do you want from me? I'm not a Mary, the sweetheart.
Goodness sake, Kid. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not a Mary, the sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Happy to be with you on a Wednesday. I feel like Wednesday at 2 p.m. Now we're just like headed into the weekend. Slow, steady descent in, or ascent descent. Which would be better? Descent?
Ascent? Ascent, for sure.
Like descent seems makes me think that things are getting worse.
Yeah,
but
so
it's
things
also,
are getting better.
But it's also, it's all downhill from here.
Oh, it's easier because it's downhill. You're rolling, you're not having to push so hard.
It's descent is what you're looking for.
Could be either.
Let's just call it a plateau and everybody's happy.
Can we call it cruising? We're just cruising into the weekend?
Cruising, that's the right way to do it. Anytime you don't, like, if a word's not looking right or feeling right, you just change it. You stop trying to get it right. I do that a lot with effect and effect. Like, I know, but it sometimes just trips me up. Do you have anything like that specifically that you struggle with? Words or, like, spelling? I can't, restaurant, I have to stare at the word restaurant for a long time. Like, I know how to spell it, but I have to think about it, whereas the rest of the things I don't.
I'm still not sure I know how to spell restaurant. I've practiced that. And effect and affect, I just use impact now. Because it's usually what I'm trying to say
brilliant.
Is impact.
That's the smart thing to do.
It makes your writing more dynamic as well.
Yep.
Dynamic. It has a huge
very
impact.
Very impactful.
So, Ryan, we missed you. And welcome back. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
This is something that I ran into, stumbled over the weekend on Twitter, and it just made me laugh. So, do you pay any attention to college football whatsoever?
No.
So it's not relevant to you at all. Well, there was a moment in time where the intersection of college football and Ryan Wiggins, there's just this peak moment. Here's Mississippi State coach Mike Leach.
We talked about on the broadcast how you hate candy corn. What's your favorite Halloween?
Candy corn. I mean, I completely hate candy corn. When I was a kid, well, gummy bears, let's see. Gummy bears for sure.
Sour or regular?
the Haribo. It's got to be the Haribo ones. And then the other thing I like is when they used to have the sprees in a box. Outstanding. You have to go to the dollar store to find it, but I do.
So then this just continued in the post game.
And then the latest, you know, there's still candy innovation, although a while back I found that Europe had better candy than we did overall because they have gummy everything. And then, have those Nerds clusters, which is new.
The gummy.
Yeah, which is good. The Nerds clusters is good. And then if you go chocolate, probably Almond Joy.
Love it. Hopefully you'll get some of that next week.
Yeah, we'll see.
Thanks, coach.
All right, thank you.
That was the post-game interview with his coach.
Wow. I disagree with all of his choices, but I respect them because he knows what he's talking about. Yeah, Almond Joy. Like, you're chocolate, go to Almond Joy.
Every person, and I saw this on Twitter, and then I saw it being covered on Fox News multiple times. everybody has really been out of shape about the Almond Joy. Like, really? People are listening to this because it's unbelievable, because there's a post-game interview with Mississippi State coach Mike Leach, and all they're talking about is candy, and he's going in on candy analysis. Like, he's talking about different kinds of formations on offense and defense in a college football game. And everyone's like, oh my gosh, I can't believe he's talking about this. But at the end, he talks about chocolate and he says Almond Joy. And then all anybody discusses is how stupid his Almond Joy choice is.
Well, he made some other bad decisions too. He talked about sprees.
Where did the coach go wrong?
He talked about sprees a lot. He talked about Nerds. Those are just not great candies. Those are candies that kids enjoy because they look neat, but they're not actually good. They're like sprinkles. You put sprinkles on something, it makes it look amazing. But you tasting a sprinkle or in the texture, it adds nothing to
it. I'm
going to
stop you right there. Nerds clusters are amazing. And it's not because it's just Nerds, because you're saying it was like a sprinkle, but it's Nerds around a gummy. Think of a gummy bear rolled in Nerds.
I've had it. They're terrible.
They're fantastic.
No, they ruin the texture of the gummy.
Ryan.
No. I will say this, though. That guy gained my respect because when we first started talking, I don't have live TV. So I watch a lot of streaming, but I don't ever watch ESPN. Nobody watches ESPN anymore anyway. And I watched it over the weekend because we were five guys sitting in a cabin, and what else are you going to turn on? Is you turn on ESPN. So we're watching Stephen A. Smith break down why the 49ers are whatever record they are for like 3 hours. Like, this is the most worthless television I've ever seen in my life. And I watched a bunch of post-game interviews because they're airing all this random stuff. None of it mattered at all to anything.
That is exactly why I left sports talk radio.
Thank you.
Like, that is 100%. Like, it is entertaining. I love sports. I still love sports. But my God.
Yeah.
Like, at some point, you're just like, this is not entertaining. This is exhausting.
Yes.
And so if you make it your living, or if you are saturated in it all the time, it's not really, it's like work. Barry Bonds was doing steroids. That was what was it for me. I'm like, I can't do 40 hours a week of Barry Bonds doing steroids. He should not do it. He should not be in the Hall of Fame. Or he should. At this point, I don't care.
I can't do 15 minutes of Stephen A. Smith doing anything. He's the only name on the whole station. They've fired everybody else. So it's a bunch of interns and Stephen A. Smith on ESPN.
Just the way Stephen A. Smith wanted
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
If anybody cares, Mississippi State won 45-6. That must be the key to unlocking post-game coverage of preferred candies.
When it first started, I honestly was like, look, as much as I love candy, I don't want to hear this BS after a game. I'm so done with all this stuff. But the more he went, I'm kind of getting interested now.
Fully committed.
Yeah. I respect his opinions, but I disagree with them. Mm.
I had a very similar conversation with Ryan when I asked him how his vacation was.
Yeah.
Because he went to a candy store.
So the biggest thing we did,
like that coach.
Up in Minnesota, somebody said, the wife of the person we were staying with, because we stayed at a cabin for one night, we stayed with my friend the other two nights. His wife said, hey, you know, Ryan, I know you're into candy. The world's largest candy store is like 30 minutes from here.
Whoa.
And I was like, initially, oh, really? Then wait a second. I've seen world's largest candy store a whole lot of times. Yeah. So are you telling me this is actually the world's largest candy store, or is that what it says in the
book? Prove it.
And so I looked it up online. Couldn't tell from the pictures. Finally, my friend says, look, dude, it's a huge freaking candy store.
Let's go to the candy store.
And I'm like, well, you just convinced me. Okay, so we go. It is legitimately the biggest candy store I've ever been in my life.
So tell us where you were.
I was in Minneapolis and then parts of Minnesota when we went to the cabin. But that was the only argument me and my five of us total friends from high school got in, was inflation and its effect on candy. Because
break it down.
As we all know, candy bars have gotten smaller and smaller and smaller, and this is before hyperinflation of the last year and a half, right? So where does candy go from here? So here's the specific argument that we got in. There's a couple of them. So I'll pose this one to you. Did king-size candy bars come about as a result of regular-size candy bars shrinking that much? I say yes.
So the actual weight of the candy is basically going
back to what they originally were, but just being able to charge you more for them.
So they didn't really make king size bigger; they made regular size smaller.
Yes.
Is that true? You can prove that, right?
Oh, I'm pretty sure I can prove it. I mean, we were all just sort of, we were barstooling
like
it at the time.
Like any good bachelor weekend.
Exactly.
Right? I'm pretty sure if I cared, I could
but
prove
here's
that
the one we really got
fact.
It. Here's the one we really got into. In the last, let's say, 6 months, have you had a Rice Krispie treat? A brand name Rice Krispie treat?
No.
I don't know, maybe.
Because in my humble yet correct opinion, Rice Krispie
every
treats.
Every humble opinion is followed up with an emphasis on it being correct.
Rice Krispie treats have gotten lighter and less dense.
I agree with that 100%.
Thank you.
Because in high school, I used to eat a Rice Krispie treat for lunch sometimes because we only had vending machines and I wasn't good at packing my lunch. And I remember like that was a good treat. Mm-hmm. And now I almost feel like they're. You think they're smaller?
Well, they're
too,
probably
right?
smaller, but
they're
I mean, you can get different sizes of them, so it depends mm-hmm. on what you get.
Yeah.
But they've gotten to where they're
very,
much fluffier,
very light.
Yeah, they
just
used to be
product.
Dense. Now they're not, and I think it's I don't know if that's related to inflation, but I
yes,
my
you
argument
do.
Was no, they were saying, oh well, Ryan, that's probably inflation, right? Because we're all conservative. So and I'm like, and
you
I'm like no,
have
no,
one
no, no,
liberal
no. guys. No, well, I got a couple that don't really care as much about politics.
Sure.
But they get dragged into our conversations. But my argument was, are you really going to destroy the quality of your own product? Reduce the amount of marshmallow that's in it by 0.01% because of inflation and destroy your whole product to save half a penny? I don't think that that's actually happening. I think this was separate from that. But I do think they're lighter.
I think they absolutely would do that. And I think that not everybody cares about Rice Krispies as much as you do. So
wait
they're willing
a second.
To-
I was thinking, real or fake, putting it out here right now, I think Rice Krispies are one of the most underrated desserts that exist. Rice Krispie treats are so good. And every time you have a Rice Krispie treat, you're like, this is so good. But nobody goes out and gets Rice Krispie treats.
Here's the problem. Real. However, at a gas station.
In your humble correct
opinion. You're going to spend $1.50 on something. You're going to spend it on a Rice Krispie treat, or you're going to buy something that's a little more substantial? Because it goes by too fast.
Is that a male thing? Quantity is so important to men when it comes to food. Is it?
Yes, absolutely.
Women are more.
If I'm going to spend $1.50 on a candy bar, I'm probably going to get a fast break or something like that. I'm not going to spend it on a Rice Krispie, which I can eat in literally 5 seconds. I can shove that whole thing in my mouth.
I would like
and
to
get
test
back
this
on
theory.
The road.
Are there any Rice Krispies out there? Right now?
Maybe.
You could buy me one.
Let's take a break. I'm going to go shopping and see if
this is important because it does relate to inflation.
Ryan
it's important.
Rice
Yeah. I like how you said that so that we could get credit for this segment.
This isn't just a waste. This applies to the whole American
economy.
If
anybody important is listening right now, just know that this was a segment about inflation.
That's right.
In his humble, correct opinion. Maybe Rice Krispie eating in 5 seconds when we come back. I'm going to go shopping. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. So we've kind of had a little bit of a throwdown here, a challenge. Ryan,
even in the break we did.
Yeah. You just said on the air that you could eat a Rice Krispie treat in 5 seconds.
I said eat it, get back on the road in 5 seconds. And I did say that.
That's an even bigger commitment.
That's right.
Can you turn that camera a little bit so that it's facing, just pivot it a little bit to the, there you go. That's good. So we went and found some Rice Krispie treats. We found them. I just found them somewhere.
Fine. I don't care.
They
were
wrapped in the little E-Mart store we have here. Dave Klein is in studio with us. Hi, Dave.
Hi. I really misheard you when you said that.
You got him?
I thought you said.
No.
I thought you said 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
Not 5 seconds. Seconds.
Well, I think what happened here is you got a Rice Krispie treat out of this.
Yeah, Dave.
That's a win-win, really.
I said, Ryan Wiggins said that he can eat a Rice Krispie treat in 5 seconds. He goes, oh, that's easy.
Did we delineate the size? Because in my head, it wasn't this.
Yeah,
but
me too.
What
I was
it?
Not thinking this.
What,
I was thinking
that?
The normal, regular, not the fun size, but the normal
that?
Regular size. Probably about half that.
Yeah.
See,
yeah.
Cut it
roughly.
In half.
That's fair.
Okay. Cut it in half.
Break it in half. If you want to watch right now, because this is going to happen.
The argument, though, on was centered on what the word eat meant.
Take the bigger
Does
half.
That mean swallow? They're the same. Look, you pick. I don't care. They're the same. See?
What does the
Actually,
word
think
eat
you
meant?
The bigger half.
What does the word eat mean?
Yeah,
because to
like
me, it's
gone.
It,
empty
when
your
I,
mouth.
When I was saying it,
chewing
it, was
it is
get
chewing.
It in your mouth.
Listen
get back
here,
on the
Clinton,
road.
You got to eat it. Okay.
The definition of is.
Well, this is going to be because in my head I'm doing this
well,
easy.
This is easier.
Yes. Yeah. This is
so about the size
what,
of normal Rice Krispie treat.
It, what you've got in your hand, I would say, is almost exactly the size of a deck of cards.
That's yeah,
fair.
That's correct.
Standard 52. Mm-hmm. You know, like thickness,
mm-hmm.
length, width, everything. And you think that you can have that put away in 5 seconds?
Swallowed? No. In my mouth? Yes.
Well, I, in your I mouth, might, you're slowly backing away from
my
bold
point
statement
was,
in your last.
My point was, you go into a quick shop, you grab something, you get it. You don't even have to be touching it by the time you get in your car. You've already got it done. That was the idea.
You're not even enjoying the food. You're
Brad,
just shoving
so
it
much
in your mouth.
But that's my
Brad,
point of why you wouldn't get a Rice Krispie treat.
Here,
I tend to side with Ryan on a lot more than I thought I would. No, you are backpedaling.
Trisha ran out of the studio to go get the audio from exactly what I said.
Yeah.
I bet it's real close.
That might have been what you were trying to communicate. That mm-hmm. is not what I heard.
Yeah, which is not why I ran out and spent like $62 things from the E-Mart.
Man, you need to quit shopping at the E-Mart.
I think they were $1.59 each. Don't break it.
That's how I'm going to get it in my mouth.
You're compromising.
I'm not going to eat it.
No,
I can eat it however
that.
I want, right?
Yeah.
This is Kobayashi rules.
You're preparing.
Kobayashi
is it in there?
Brad's got it.
Okay. So
So
we are going to, just for the sake of posterity here, roll the tape on what Ryan boldly said in the last segment. Are you ready to play it?
Let me make sure I got the right PC up.
PC.
All right.
All right. Brad.
At a gas station?
In your humble correct
opinion.
Are you going to,
you know, you're going to spend $1.50 on something. Are you going to spend it on a Rice Krispie treat? Or are you going to buy something that's a little more substantial? Because it goes by too fast.
Is that a male thing? Quantity is so important to men when it comes to food. Is it?
Yes. Absolutely.
Women are more...
If I'm going to spend $1.50 on a candy bar, I'm probably going to get a fast break or something like that. I'm not going to spend it on a Rice Krispie, which I can eat in literally 5 seconds.
Oh.
Again.
pretty definitive.
That was pretty cut and dry.
What does it mean to eat? Because to me, it's getting the whole thing
that
in your
was
mouth.
So much better than
so
I even remembered.
Stop filibustering, Ryan.
No. It's a shame that we didn't identify better what that meant. Because to me, that in context,
it's
the point was I can get back on the road. I got both hands free. I'm at 10 and 2. I'm comfortable. We're driving down the highway.
Who was it that misremembered? Was that which picture
that was
that? Roger Clemens? Or was it?
Well, Hillary Clinton misremembered.
I always get Roger Clemens confused with Hillary Clinton, though. So that's okay. I understand that.
No.
I understand that.
In the testimony about cheating.
Look, in your defense, Hillary Clinton's rookie year in Boston in 84 was fantastic and something I'll never forget.
I mean, that fastball.
I know.
You guys know. You know what I'm talking about, right?
I do know. Okay. Yeah. Off the top of my head, I can't remember, but you're right. I misremember
was it,
that.
Was it Rafael, him or Rafael Palmeiro?
It was Palmeiro, I think. Yeah.
It was Rafael Palmeiro, Mark McGuire, Roger Clemens, and...
Sammy Sosa that all of a sudden couldn't speak English. Yes.
Does that work? Because, maybe Ryan, you should consider that right now.
Oh, are you talking about the congressional hearing?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. He misremembered.
That was the good old days of Congress.
McGuire's I'm not here to talk about the past.
Yeah.
That's right.
Which,
that's right.
I know that's not why we're here right now, but Mark McGuire actually... I think went through that specific hearing with the most integrity because he didn't say anything that wasn't true.
Yeah.
And he was in a congressional hearing and he said, I'm not here to talk about the past. He didn't say he didn't do anything. He
right.
didn't misremember anything. He actually was the one who went.
That was unfortunate for us in St. Louis, especially when giving directions to outsiders, because we'd always say, as you know, you say, oh, yeah, you go on 159, you go north until you get to Mark McGuire Highway and you go west. But then after that, they took the name away.
Gary on here.
They took the
bring it in.
And it had to be 70. You're like, oh, yeah, 70. Sorry, I meant Mark McGuire Highway. I was use them interchangeably.
Was 70 Mark McGuire Highway because it was 70?
Yes. Yeah.
This just in, Annie. Wow. What did you want to say, Brad?
I was say Gary on the stream says stop stalling and eat.
Okay. Are we ready?
I've got my stopwatch.
Eat or chew.
That's
a good question.
You said eat.
Let's play it one more time. Let's play this clip one more time, and we're going to go to Trisha because she's in charge of the station, and we're going to ask Trisha what the ruling is on what bold statement came from Ryan Wiggins.
You
would
go to Trisha because you already know what the outcome's going to
be. No, I don't. I think she's fair and balanced. Go ahead.
At a gas station?
In your humble correct
opinion. You're going to spend $1.50 on something. Are you going to spend it on a Rice Krispie treat, or are you going to buy something that's a little more substantial? Because it goes by too fast.
Is that a male thing? Quantity is so important to men when it comes to food. Is it?
Yes, absolutely.
Women are more.
If I'm going to spend $1.50 on a candy bar, I'm probably going to get a fast break or something like that. I'm not going to spend it on a Rice Krispie, which I can eat in literally 5 seconds.
Trisha, what? In order for Ryan to have made an honest statement here, what does this have to? What has to happen here?
I think
they've been holding these Rice Krispie treats for 5 minutes.
So these are big Rice Krispies. If we decided we're only doing half of these.
I let him break it in half because he said
that's a regular size.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
He said he could eat that, which means swallow it in 5 seconds.
There's no way.
Does anybody know the Heimlich maneuver?
I'm going to try to eat it still in 5 seconds. Yeah. I'm just not telling you that it's going to happen. I can get this whole thing in my mouth in 5 seconds, though. And get back on the road.
I hope it doesn't take you 5 seconds to get your hand to your mouth.
Mash, boom, in your mouth. You're pumping gas. You're waving at the kids. You're giving the finger guns to people as they walk by. You're having a good time.
You're eating this as you pump gas?
Of course I am. You're trying to get everything done. Time is money, baby.
No. You can't touch those disgusting handles and...
That's why you get it in your mouth first before you start touching all
the
stuff.
All right, Brad, Brad is on the clock here. He's going to tell you when to go. If you are watching right now on live
this
webcam,
is not good.
The Annie Fry YouTube channel.
Sorry, Dave, this is Ryan's fault.
Or the Annie Fry Show Facebook page.
This is Dave's fault because he said I'd do that.
Well, I misheard it. I misremembered. I heard 5 minutes instead of 5 seconds, and now I really I'm
now,
in trouble.
Now you're in trouble, yeah. Uh-huh. All right, on your mark, get set, wait for it. Go.
this is I gotta turn my headphones off.
That's
terrible.
5 seconds.
I can't handle it.
That's 5 seconds.
It's in your mouth, Ryan.
You
swallow
have to
it.
Swallow it.
This is so
horrible.
I'm picturing the gas station. They haven't swallowed anything. What's happening?
That's 30.
At this point, I'm out of the parking lot. We're back on Mark McGuire Highway.
Highway 70.
Are you guys okay?
I'm choking by the gas pump at this point.
I think I proved my point.
Yeah.
That's 50 seconds. That's 10 times longer than what you said. You're still chewing.
Yeah, but I'm just talking now. I'm proving my point that...
I could do it in 5 seconds. I could eat that in 5 seconds.
I'm telling the kids to get their seatbelts on. We're halfway on the on-ramp. Everything's fine. I got the candy in my mouth. I'm not touching it anymore. Point proven.
Mm.
Your cheeks are still so puffy.
That's
I'm
how
not
you gotta
proud
do
of
it.
Myself.
That's why you stop. Sometimes you don't even have to go to a gas station. You go to a rest stop, get on the vending machine, just grab one, and you're back on in a minute because you don't even have to go get off the highway.
Prove it.
Prove that. Prove that rest stops are
one
quicker.
Minute. One minute. Yeah, 1 minute.
How do you guys feel? Dave?
Not good. I can feel like it's stuck like halfway down.
You can take the other half of that and just eat it at your leisure.
I love how honest Dave is.
Yes.
He's like, I'm not enjoying myself. I made a mistake. Uh-huh. I can feel it. It hurts. Ryan's over here like, report.
There's a lot of shame I'm feeling right now.
Yeah. Good for you. Like, I admire that.
I can tell you the truth. When I'm not in here, which is usually the 1 o'clock hour, although last hour was a little different because I did Wiggins America at 1:45. You can rewind on the Odyssey app.
Great.
Normally, though.
Is that the point of this?
1 o'clock,
yeah. You should just stop.
It's just a promo. You can also listen to exclusive music stations.
Yeah. There's a lot of things you can listen to other than people eating Rice Krispies on the Annie Fry Show.
Normally in the 1 o'clock hour, I don't intend to, but I have a giant candy drawer at my desk, which you know.
Yeah,
and I
contributed to it.
I would say, in most people's definition of the word, I binge during the 1 o'clock hour and eat whatever's there.
How many pieces of candy do you eat in the 1 o'clock hour?
I ate an entire package of Three Musketeers this morning before the show even started.
What is 10 of them?
What is a package?
You know, one of those mini packages that has, it has just five. It wasn't 10. It had five of the fun size candy bars.
The rectangles, not the squares?
Yeah, the rectangles.
Okay. Fun size?
Not the little mini ones.
Okay.
Fun rectangles. Size is a good.
Yeah, dollar for a package of five of them. You end up getting a bigger candy bar than you would have. You know this.
I've seen this, yeah.
You're so economical.
Yeah.
We did an entire segment earlier on candy and inflation.
Mm-hmm.
It's still going.
Yeah.
Go on.
These, you know what? These feel denser to me than the ones I've gotten recently.
Wow.
So I wonder if these are older.
That's why. Oh.
I wonder if these have been.
I was going to say, that's you get premium food out of the E-Mart, but you make a good point.
I do. Yes. And though, it not to use the pun, but it feeds into exactly what I'm saying, that if these were a lighter density, it would have been easier for me to chew quicker.
This is the excuse.
But these are older.
It's the excuse.
These
right?
are the old-fashioned style of Rice Krispies.
Dave, would you mind if I look at the wrapper there
real
quick? I'd like to just see if there's a born-on date.
Or at least an expiration date.
It does say 2020.
Does it really?
Stop it.
Look,
no,
you think I don't know my stuff.
I know when it comes to candy, I know you do. 2020 Kellogg.
Yeah, these are old.
So
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
And also proves my point that when you go to get a snack and you're trying to fill up on something, you don't pick a Rice Krispie treat.
Filled you up pretty well there for at least 60 seconds.
No, I was sharing the binging story to tell you that I usually don't eat candy at this time, and I'm getting a little shaky.
You've met your sugar match?
I looking at it, I could feel it. So I'm not going to eat the rest of
right
that
here,
yet.
Does yours say 2020 Kellogg?
I'm sure it says the same thing as that one.
1992.
Yeah, it does.
2020?
Well, I can't tell. These are just a bunch of numbers.
Do they say 2020?
No. It says 62. I don't think this was expired in 1962.
It's underwear. It says distributed by Kellogg Sales. Battle Creek, Michigan.
No. I'm sorry that I cannot confirm, but I'm sure just by tasting it that is an old-style Rice Krispie treat because of the density.
You prefer your gummy bears aged.
I do. In the bag, though. You can't just open the bag and leave it open and let them
get hard. That was in its wrapper. Rice Krispies don't get the
same. Rice Krispies are not gummies. They're not the same thing. Do I need to explain that?
Can I ask which gummies?
It doesn't matter. No. But the gas station ones that hang in the bags, you know, that used to be two for a dollar.
For
probably
a long
a more
time.
Now. Yeah.
Until Ryan Wiggins shows up.
You go out
them.
To a really rural gas station where nobody's bought those for a few years, and they're way past the expiration. Nobody checks them. Those are fantastic.
So those age like a fine wine.
They do. They get a sugar coating on them that you can't get by artificially just opening the bag and leave it open.
I never knew that.
Most people do.
So if you are in our listening area and you are just barely on the edge where we're coming in and out right now, stop at a gas station.
Fair. All right, let's take a quick break. More Annie Fry Show around the corner. We're going to give you an update on the Facebook likes on the Annie Fry Show Facebook page. How close are we to the 16,000 goal that we have to meet by tomorrow in order for me to wear that costume? We haven't asked you about your thought process, Ryan, on which costume you're leaning towards.
We've had some conversations without you today.
Generally speaking, that happens. We'll talk about it when we come back. Don't go away. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Mark Reardon, meet me in the middle here. How are you doing?
I'm singing right now. This is one of my daughter's favorite songs.
You know, people can see you.
Yeah, I know. That's fine. I mean, I look like
playing air guitar to a synth.
It was awesome.
That's okay. There was some guitar in there. I felt it. I just felt it. No,
okay.
Alexa Reardon loves Maren Morris, so I've heard that song many times, but I do like it.
It's
I like the
one.
Video. You've seen the video? The video is really good.
I haven't. I'll have to check it out.
Good video. Hey, I got a shout out for the Delamitri bump, too. Who put that in? Because I'm like the only one that would know that. How did you know that song?
I'm a child of the 90s, okay. Born in the 80s.
That might be an 80s. I played that on the radio.
I think it's early 90s. I'll check it out.
All right.
Roll with me, right?
I know I played it on the radio when I was doing music radio. But look, thank you for letting me come in here and interrupt
your show.
You've
got some fire
look,
behind you.
I watched a good portion of Merrick Garland, and how this guy is attorney general is beyond me. I can't even describe. I tweeted this out earlier, Annie, that for those people who missed it, and a lot of people are busy and they're listening to your show, it's actually worse than you will hear me describe it. It's worse than you even think it is. It was horrible. First of all, just the quality of the testimony, but the Republicans went at him hard.
Yes.
Even Ben Sasse, Tom Cotton, Hawley, they hit him hard, and there were no answers whatsoever. So we're going to start the show with that for sure.
I'm excited because we were interviewing Dr. Scott Hardiman, who we interview every week and just get the basic non-political, non-partisan COVID questions out of the way. And while we were talking to him, we're watching Josh Hawley go at Merrick Garland. And you could just see, we couldn't hear it, obviously. We could see it. And it looked like fire. So we played it when we came back. And it's like for me, fist pumping stuff. Like, well, look at him go. This is what needs
it's,
to happen.
Well, their position, the administration's position, it's indefensible. It really is. And they're fooling themselves if they don't think that this is resonating. And I guess what I said yesterday, and I think you can relate with this. Look, the people that listen to a radio station like this, they're dialed in. They're fired up too. They're paying attention. They vote. But there are a lot of our friends and neighbors and, you know, soccer team player parents who they don't pay attention to this stuff, and then they hear the media sort of spin it as, oh, you know, the Republicans don't want parents to be protected at school board meetings. If people and I think people are knowing this, and in Virginia they're definitely knowing this, that if they know exactly what this administration is doing, I think his approval rates go down 10 more points. Honest to God, that's how bad, feeble is the word I would use with Merrick Garland and with Joe Biden. They have that in common. And I don't, you know, I don't like to be personally mean, but he was, you know, Tom Cotton asked for him to resign. He should. That's how bad it was. Yeah. That's how bad this memo was, too, and the explanation. So we're gonna tee off on that.
Be sticking around right here on 97.1 FM Talk to hear the Mark Aaron Show. Thanks, Mark, for coming in and letting us know that. Because we covered the Josh Hawley part of it. Josh Hawley ended it with saying, you need to resign.
He said, he called for
his resignation. And when he did that, it was very, very... Well done. So I'll be interested to hear what Mark has to say about it covering, because that's developing while we're on the air. And those are the types of things that we can air live. And some of it you're going to love and some of it you're going to hate. And it's just kind of a hard thing. If it's not what you're, I don't know. That's a lot to take in. It's a heavy
yeah.
thing.
Yeah. I mean, if it's a typical hearing, usually it's somebody asks a question and you're sort of waiting for the something to happen through 10 minutes of talking. And that one was not that.
All right. We're going to talk here in a second about the pursuit for 16,000 likes on the Annie Fry Show Facebook page. I have to play this from Captain Mark, right? And this is what did he call himself last night on the live stream?
Riverboat pilot. Towboat pilot, something like that.
Yeah, and he said he works in the Mississippi Harbor, which I'm like, I guess there's a harbor. I didn't ever really think about that. I also just found out that we named Highway 70 Mark McGuire Highway because, like, when you said that, I was like, oh, that's brilliant. No,
that's amazing that you're a baseball fan and didn't know that.
Yeah, I was over. Listen to this. This is awesome.
Let's go, Fannies.
That is an actual tugboat on the Mississippi River. From a listener, Mark, who has listened to the show for a long time, and he did that for us. And the Fannies, as you may or may not have heard, is a group of people. They've, you know, have followed this show and are big fans of the show. I love them. They're wonderful people, and they support us. And, you know, this includes a lot of people who may not have put the label Fanny, which they chose, not me. I call him the Fanny Pack, and he did that on the Mississippi River for us. I think that's totally awesome. So maybe we can expand the Fannies a little bit here if we get to the 16,000 likes on the Annie Fry Show Facebook page. I am looking up to do a little refresh right here. To get to 16,000 likes by the end of the day tomorrow, we need only 140 more likes. So we have 15,860. Now, Ryan, you've had some time. You took some time off to think about this. And to mull over.
That's why he took the time off.
Yeah, I wasn't planning on it, but once this came up,
had to
I'm
go
like,
to Minnesota.
I need about 5 days.
I need
and
some
I need
time
to go
to reflect.
North. And I needed to go to a cabin by myself.
And fight with people about
with some friends.
Candy inflation. Yeah.
And drink rum chata.
You're a man child.
Thank you. That's what they called me in high school.
And this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been on the air since we made the video? Like, I don't think you have.
No. Well, I was here the day you guys went there, but I was gone by the time you made
it. I put
the video.
That video together that night. So what is your reaction? If people haven't seen the video, I'm going to pin it to the top of the Annie Fry Show page right now, and you can see Trisha and Brad, who had altogether way too much fun walking around Johnny Brock's dungeon, considering what costume they most would like to see me in. And none of those costumes were flattering to me. Actually,
they were.
Yeah.
You're going to look so cute as a banana or squeezy cheese.
There was this moment where I thought that they were going to let me dress up as Princess Buttercup from The Princess Bride. And they literally like, oh, no, it was Inigo Montoya. Deluxe Buttercup?
Sure.
For you?
No.
That was part of the plan.
I did see the video and I saw. So I'm choosing from mostly what's in that video, correct?
Correct. Yeah. Okay. They got to highlight which ones they would like to see. And then you get to pick.
Yeah.
If we get to 16,000. We need 140.
They just keep ticking up right now.
If. No, they don't.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they do.
No.
I swear. It's 15,873. Didn't we just get 13?
Oh, my gosh.
30 seconds?
That's great, because we're only 100 and so away.
We're good.
It's 100 and so.
Keep going, guys. Thank you.
Honestly, my goal, I have the sort of the foundation of the costume picked out. I don't have the rest of it.
You gonna mix and match?
I can't say, but it might be something like that.
I mean, you're gonna have to collaborate to some extent with us, right?
Well, we've been talking, so you know already what I'm talking about. I just can't tell you.
But we're a bit at odds. I just wanted to make sure.
Well, that's true. That's true.
Can you tell me? Can we talk with the people?
But you should.
There's
be
been
worried.
A bit of a fight. We.
I am worried. It's absolutely the case.
Each of us has a bit different. We were texting about this last night while you guys were doing your Facebook Live. We were texting.
Rude.
And, yeah. And I was trying to get Brad to pay attention to me instead of you.
And I knew you'd be distracted.
You
so.
Popped onto the Facebook Live last night.
Like, as a shadow.
It was so
that my camera on that computer is so dark.
Really?
And I so that was
I had
me
no idea.
That was me using the flashlight on my phone
to shine
so you could even see.
He looked like Bohemian Rhapsody Queen.
Yeah.
Like he only had one part of his face shine and it looked like he might have needed help.
Yeah.
Like not like with his computer, but right. like in life.
And when I logged on, you guys were like, "Is that Brian May?"
Standard.
So I just pinned the video to the top. You folks can go there and see. Here's a Handmaid's Tale costume. That would be ridiculous and probably national news. If you would like to persuade Ryan as to which costume you would like him to pick, you can go comment on that there.
But you have to like the page first, right?
No, you don't have to.
Well, while you're there, you might as well like the page.
Yeah. I recommend not. You can like it on Friday.
Nope, you can't.
No, you should.
Because that
now.
Would defeat the purpose, and we don't actually care how many likes you have on Friday.
15,884.
Oh, man. We're going to get to the
We're going to get to 16,000 today.
No.
What do we got?
It's going to come down to the wire.
Yeah, it is. So let's plan as if we're going to get there because it's going to be really close by showtime on Friday.
Sorry, Ryan. What do you want? What do you want to do? What's your idea?
I can't tell you right now. That would be stupid. I have.
Oh, that's where we draw the line.
Yeah. Well, Annie's here. I was talking about this with you earlier and Brad a little bit earlier than that. But I do have what I think is sort of the foundation of this thing picked out. And the goal of it is to make... So, like, we've been talking about Sexy Clown and E.T. and all these things. And it's funny. Like, that's funny on the radio. But we got to get something that's visually funny and uncomfortable for you to wear for 3 hours to make you as uncomfortable as you possibly can be.
This is when really bad breaking news is going to happen. And I'm going on the record right now that if I have to do a serious radio show, which we don't normally do too much of on a Friday, I am going to postpone said costume. I will do it, but maybe like the next Friday or something.
I don't think so. You remember when Rob had to report the Alec Baldwin stuff dressed as a fried egg?
That he elected to walk around as a fried egg. That's different.
I know. Well, I don't think you get to choose not to wear the costume.
If if something if there is like an attack, like go back to listen to what Jim Carafano said yesterday on the air,
okay,
when I said
that I'm talking
like major news reporting. I'm not going to go through and report major news on a live web stream as squeezy cheese. But anything under like show stopping, blow out the commercial breaks, that type of thing, I'm game.
Okay.
If That's we better. Get to 16,000.
Win.
Yeah, this is a win.
890. Oh,
God. Mine says 94.
Oh, wow.
So we're going to get to under 100 before we stop talking here in like a minute and a half.
Yep. 95.
That's great. Well, everybody's waiting to be the one to cross the finish line, so that's now.
So, yeah, don't wait to be the one to cross the finish line. Just go ahead and go.
No, I mean, it could actually happen right now.
Wait to Friday.
No, keep going.
Do you promise to wear the thing for the whole show, though?
Yeah, I'll wear it for
the whole show. Full costume, not like head off. Whole thing.
Head off?
If it goes there.
If there's a head to this costume.
I mean, because I tried to, I'll tell you this. I tried on the California Raisin yesterday.
97.
To see what that would be like. And I could not do a whole show in the California Raisin. So I might do a segment in it. So I'm going to try to pick something that's as uncomfortable for you to do in the whole show.
That we'll agree on.
I will do the whole show if we get to 16,000.
Okay.
But I'm not going to do it.
900.
Oh, heck.
So that could happen within 30 seconds. It's getting close.
We got a minute 30 left.
Oh, do we?
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, then we'll get there.
Like, Brad, wrap it up.
But no, 57:50.
Okay, good.
We're good.
Just going to sit here.
901.
You guys just talk amongst yourselves.
Just say numbers over and over.
902.
And feel sorry for myself.
Hey, this is literally how we fundraised for non-commercial radio.
903.
I've listened to non-commercial Christian radio, and I love it, and it's on our house, in my children's bedrooms all the time. And when the fundraisers are going on, I'm like, can I pay a fee?
Yep.
What, you name the fee. I will donate that. And then I need a feed of music.
Yeah.
906.
Yeah,
yeah.
But I know that is, I,
908.
My dad worked in.
Trisha's doing it right now.
I know.
Are you
making profiles?
909.
My dad had to raise money in radio too, and it was a big deal, and that's how they function.
That's how you do it. You got to be creative the whole time.
Here we have Stewie and Stewart's American Mortgage and the Bagel Loan. That's how we do.
That's creative.
That's how we do. Oh my gosh.
912, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. 10 seconds. Somebody like it so Trisha can say another number.
You guys, I appreciate the support, but I am going to look ridiculous on Friday. Mark Reardon Show and the AG Garland hearing up next.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.